Welcome back to the Balance Boldly podcast for ambitious women in business and a few brave men. I'm your host, Nikita Renthigpen. Always excited to be in the space with you. Listen, today we are leaning in with ease and we feel really good in our body, our mind, our spirits, and our wallet by the time we are done with this episode. I want to welcome our next potent human, Liz Faircloth. She is the co-founder of the Real Estate Invest Her community, a platform that empowers women to live a financially free and balanced life on their own terms. With over 50 meetups across the US and Canada and a robust online community, Liz is not playing. Her and her partner, Andressa, have over 27 years of experience and a $130 million plus portfolio and growing. So when I say buckle up, people, and listen in and lean heavy, I mean it. Pull out your notepad and your pencil and get ready to put in some gem points that you will implement in your life. Liz, welcome to the BBP. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Nikita. I appreciate it so much. And it's an honor.
No, oh, I'm super excited to have you. We had such a good conversation in the green room and our previous conversation that we really honestly should have recorded it because it was like multiple podcasts in one. I'm really excited to have you here. You're doing some incredible work, you and your business partner, as well as all of the kind of layers and legs that are crawling and running at this point as we lean into, from the time of this recording, just a couple of weeks away with your major event. So I would love for you to speak a little bit about what Invest Her is and the con, which is in a conference because it's a Beyond conference that's coming up in just a few beats.
Sure. So, you know, in Invest Her, you know, there's I'm going to share with you what I believe and what we believe because it's a great place to start. We believe a woman has the birthright to become financially free.
Yeah.
It's not just a nice thing. It's a right. So women can make the choices they want to make when they want to make them and how they need to make them, not relying on anyone or anything else. So that really is the foundation, literally, that everything else falls from. Not falls from, I should say. Everything stems from, I should say. In a nutshell, my partner now, Andressa and I, we're active real estate investors, and I have been about 20 years. And long story short, we started partnering on deals, became very good friends, started partnering on deals, did some flips together, did some new construction.
Nice.
And whenever we'd go to events, we'd be, where are the women in this business? Where are the women investors? And so we created our own mastermind where we had women around the country phoning in with Skype. So I'm dating myself right now. But I totally am. I really am. But long story short, you know, we really started to see the need for creating a safe space for women to take control of their finances through investing, to talk about money, to talk about net worth, to talk about their own worth. We have a very holistic community and a holistic philosophy. It's not just about making more money or buying that next investment property. It's who you're becoming in the process.
Yeah.
And that's what we stand for. So that's really the mission and passion around, and now, you know, around InvestHer, and that really led us to creating local meetups around the country and that really creating an online community. And that really led us to doing InvestHerCon. And we have 500 women, 500 people that are going to be there in Austin, June 2nd to 4th. We do have some tickets available still because we're kind of almost at capacity. But the whole theme there is all about taking control of your finances.
Yeah.
And now more than ever, women are going to be controlling more and more wealth. And I'm really, really happy about that because women make really good calls when they're investing and taking care of their families. But traditionally, right, we're not often seen with the confidence or given the confidence to make those investment decisions. And we're kind of changing that narrative so women feel comfortable, confident in building wealth and growing their wealth for their families.
No, I love that so much. And just as like a small unsolicited plug, I did check out the website and VIP tickets are completely sold out. There is a waiting list. So anyone who's listening to this now, like keep listening and in parentheses, make sure you open up a new browser and get your ticket. So make, you know, take care of that. Is this an annual conference? Do you do this every single year, Liz?
We do it every year and we always do it at a very nice resort. Mm-hmm. because women come earlier, they stay. This is about getting a break from your everyday and to really surround yourself with women who not only have the same interests, right, yeah, but are playing at the level that you are. And women are just amazing. I'm really grateful and honored to like be at the helm of a women's community. And when women are in it, there's nothing stopping them. Just there's, we can't do it alone. Yeah. And really, I don't believe anyone should do it alone, men or women for that matter. But there's like a magical energy that comes when women are doing things in a motion together. And that's what we're really creating on the investing side. Beyond the mud runs and all the other things that women are doing together, we're really creating it on the investing side. So they have fun, but they're also, you know, creating a future for themselves that they're not, but honestly, relying on anything or anyone else.
No, I mean, that's empowerment, right? Like true empowerment comes when you are equipped and you're equipping them with the tools, the knowledge, and the community, which is part of the challenge if we, you know, to be really honest and pull the curtains back as entrepreneur women, as co-founders of companies. I'm a co-founder with my husband. I know you also have a co-founder with Andressa. And there's a lot of layers that can go into running, owning, let alone having a company that's thriving, and all the creaks of the wheels that turn that come with that when loneliness creeps in, when you don't have a community of trusted peers that you can discuss everything from, you know, we say with love from the bedroom to the boardroom, right? But like mm-hmm. all the things in between, and being able to have some real talk conversations like, hey, this weekend, you know, at the time of this recording, Mother's Day just happened. And for many women, they don't have their mothers anymore, yeah, or may have actually lost children. And, you know, all of the kind of layers of that, and knowing that you're in a community. Yes, we're here to make money. Yes, we're here to buy property, to create legacy. In that way, to be able to pass down things, flip it, you have the dopamine rush of yeah, new business yeah. and new deals, like all the good stuff. But I can also lean in and talk to a sister friend and say, yo, girl, this week was hard, right? Yeah. And be okay and know that you're embraced, especially the fact that you have not only the bigger, larger annual conference, but those meetups, those more intimate spaces yeah. to connect.
Well, what I've found so often, I don't know if you've seen this, but so many people that are trying to learn something new, mm-hmm. learn a new skill, learn a new technique. Yeah. We all should be learning something new. I know for me, I'm reading a book on ChatGPT. I use it, but I really want to get better with it. You know? So I'm reading a book, you know, right before I go to bed, which is not ever a good time. But when you're learning something new, knowledge isn't enough. Knowledge yeah. doesn't equal action. And we That's all right. know what to do to increase and improve our relationships, to reduce, mm-hmm. you know, calories in our life. But yet sometimes it doesn't translate to action. And so what we believe and what we've come to see is that it's the knowledge plus the community mm-hmm. equals the action. Because you can go Google how to flip a house, right? You don't yeah. need a community for that. But what you need a community for, hey, I'm trying this. I'm running into this challenge. Or there's got to be an easier way. What, you know, and that's really what a community is there for. I had a woman part of our mastermind, just quick story. She was sharing a little bit about the appraisal that came back. So she was flipping a property. It came back much lower than what she was anticipating. So that's a big deal, right? Because you're yeah. refinancing and you can't pull as much money out, especially if people loan out and you have to pay, you know, a lender back. So what was interesting is there's always a mechanical conversation. Mm-hmm. And then there's like, what's beneath that conversation?
Yeah.
And so when we really pulled the onion back, we said, you know, what's coming up for you here? Mm-hmm. And she just started to cry. And then she got her composure and she said, you know what? Them coming back with that appraisal, I now am equaling my worth to that appraisal.
Okay.
And that's big, right? That's a yeah. bigger conversation than strategically, how do you go back and fight that appraisal? Mm-hmm. That's the easiest part in this business, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
The mechanics are always the easiest. Mm-hmm. It's the, what are you making meaning of? Yeah. And what does that mean about you? And that's the, I believe, the most important work that we do with the women in our community. And that's what we're going to be getting into too at our conference. Like we're going to be, it's not going to be just techniques. It's going to be what's coming up for you, you know, and let, yeah. you got to be honest with yourself, be authentic. So.
Well, honestly, to your point, when you're talking to the person inside the professional, in securing their sense of self, their worth, helping them to maybe re-identify their seat of power if it got lost in the divorce that just happened, or it got lost in the loss of that last deal, or it's they feel like they're in a little bit of a dry run, right? Because we all hit that, especially if you own your own company. Yeah. There are moments when you can't breathe because people are banging down your proverbial door. And then there are moments when you're like, ding, ding. Like, you know, maybe a lot of busy work, but not a lot of impact work in that particular season. And of course, there's ways to leverage both of those seasons in a way that feels edifying for you. But when you don't know that and you don't have trusted advisors and or a community to help you know that you're not being crazy. Yeah. And I say that loosely as a clinician, right? Like, I don't mean it in a diagnostician way, but when you feel like there's something more to this, and I love your example because this just came up in our Women's Self-Care Guild just a few mentor sessions ago. When you are identifying, if they said no to this business proposal, this land flip, this this HELOC loan, like whatever, if they said no to this, then somehow I'm wrong. I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. I'm less than, right? Like all of that head trash, and I say trash with love, but all of that head trash comes creeping up and it can be so suffocating. And sometimes the only way out, you know, we love to have our own internal resources and you should have your own coping skills, but sometimes you need someone else outside of you to say, hey, Liz, hold on for a minute. Where are you going? I see your eyes moving around. I see you shrinking, you know, your posture, like everything has changed with you. Where are you going with this? Because just because Nikita said no to that doesn't mean she's saying no to your value. She's saying no, it doesn't work for her or for her business or whatever Nikita in this proverbial is representing. And the fact that you guys are showing up so fully for your community in that way to say, we know that there's tactics and techniques and tools that you need to know for how to maneuver through the logistical streets of real estate. But there's also things that will help you maneuver with your head on right so that you can see some problems coming before they actually arrive at your door and you're not in firefighting mode all the time. And for a lot of women who actually have resources, they won't enter real estate or other, you know, more high dopamine type of investment platforms and ways to move their money because of all the head trash that's suffocating them. So if you're able to, you and your company are able to support them, you know, holistically that way, that's a game changer. Because you know that's not happening in most real estate industry avenues, right? Like that are dominated by other humans. It's just, it's not happening. It's not there. And the fact that you and Andressa are willing to have those bigger conversations, because that can be burdensome for you both as well. You're holding a lot of space for other women and you have to make sure that you have somewhere to put all of that energy, which of course, you know, is leading to my question.
Okay.
Oh, right? Like,
I can see it.
Like, you can see it brewing. You know, like, how are you taking care of you? And I don't even mean this from, you know, our signature, how do you give yourself permission to pause, which I'll ask in a few beats. But just in your day-to-day, when you're not in conference mode, because I know right now your time is probably very, very limited. But outside of that, when you just have a very full day and you have a lot of humans in your community that are like, Liz, right? Like your WhatsApp is blowing up, your Telegram is blowing up, your DMs are blowing up. How are you inside your business kind of creating that balance for yourself so you don't get overwhelmed or you have a way to navigate it when the overwhelm creeps in?
Yeah. And that's been a journey, to be honest with you, that it's, and it's not like I've done this one thing and then, you know, we don't adapt to something else or adapt to something more. I've always been a student of personal growth and I've always really enjoyed exercising. So, I'm a big, more for my mental, you know, sanity, you know, obviously your physical too, but I always say it's called my sweat therapy. So I don't work out every day, but I certainly, that is, you know, four times a week, at least if I don't do that, I know how I feel if I haven't worked out, I get a little like, you know, grumpy. So that's one one thing I do, prayer in the morning and meditation in the morning is just has to happen for me to feel connected to my day and to, you know, to get kind of recalibrated.
Yeah.
I also have learned, I've taken recently, I actually keep learning more about myself. Mm-hmm. And I've taken personality tools. I've taken every kind of tool you could ever imagine. But last year, I probably have spent the most and done the deepest work on myself and actually got my brain scanned.
Nice.
And went to Dr. Amen. His name is Daniel Amen. He's written a bunch of best-selling books. But my partner and I did this together. And it told me a lot of important things about me. One, that I have ADHD, which she suspected, but I'm like, no, I don't. And then obviously I do. And so bottom line is that I said, you know, it's been kind of a journey, but I'm working with a coach. I'm taking a whole set of vitamins that are helping me tremendously. So I've always been a big fan of developing ourselves, but working on like, how does my brain actually work has been a next level for me personally.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, knowing how Liz works, brain, personality, and then also just sometimes serving other people, being that recovering servaholic, I really need solitude time.
Yeah.
And so when I don't get that, I can feel overwhelmed and I'm giving way too much and I feel depleted. And I've been on such a good streak, to be honest with you. And last Wednesday, I had a moment of like, I don't know why I'm so pissed off. Like I just felt so, you know, and I called my sister. So there you go. And she helped me through what was getting stuck for me. And so having those people, right, having those moments of not figuring it out by yourself. And then through that conversation, I realized I needed to say no and have better boundaries, especially as I lead up to my conference and that my family is number one. My son's going through some things that I really need to attend to as my number one priority, is a journey. But I have a new process now. And my whole point to all this is that you need a process depending on who you are to give yourself that time. So for me, if I'm starting to take things very sensitively and I start to get my ego involved in a lot of conversations, I know that I'm depleted. It's very, very clear to me. Where if anyone's talking to me, I'm taking things like I'm annoyed by them or I'm taking it personally. That's like a red flag for me to say, hold on, I need some time for solitude. Do I need to call someone and let me regroup here? And I have those moments. I'm not perfect.
Yeah. No, I love that. First of all, you're not perfect till you're dead and you can't make no more mistakes, right?
That's true. So, I'm making mistakes.
Right? Right? I love that you have both your power up method for how you're refueling yourself and kind of like what you do preventatively, like with your fitness tonic, your sweat therapy and, you know, eating healthy and all of that. But also just having kind of a mood barometer. Like you said, if I'm being like really annoyed or antsy or, you know, whatever the other kind of trigger points are for you, like, let me check myself. It also is a good reality check against the world, because there are people who are annoying you, not because you needed solitude, because you refueled, but they're showing you who they are. And you really need to pay attention. Like, oh, wait a minute. Did I eat? Did I sleep? Did I exercise? Yep, I did all the things. No, this is you, dude. Like, this is you.
I got all my self-care checked off. This is it. That's a great point. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I love that you're doing it, but also your kind of example of what you were leaning into with like what was coming up for you all of a sudden after this beautiful, good, positive streak of good energy, a very, you know, I'll say balanced energy that was happening, and you experience a moment, a dip that happened, is true to form for my formula for balance, which is admitting the truth of what you really want over the boundaries that you create to achieve that truth as your reality. And you didn't have your no for that moment to give you your truth, right? The truth is I need to really focus on these X number of areas of my life. And whatever that ask was, whatever that demand was from those other people that were like getting under your crawl that you needed to say no to, they were hindering you going towards your truth, which is why it came up for you. And I love that was such a good example, because sometimes people look at balance, you know, cheekily as like, oh, 70-30, 60-40. And then that's when they'll say like, there's no such thing as work-life balance. Like, not if you see it as a seesaw. No, it's not a such thing, because you're an integrated human, right? But to your point, like, there's something that is off with my goal, my focus, where I want to put my energy, and I'm feeling in resentment to someone, something, or some many things trying to pull me away from where I need to be. I need to be focused on my son right now for whatever in his life cycle is happening. I need to be focused on this major conference because I got 500 plus people dependent on me to make sure that I's are dotted and T's are crossed, in addition to my business partner, in addition to my life partner, in addition to, right, your body. Like, you have some very important goals that you were holding as sacred, and someone or something was trying to knock against them. That throws you out of balance. That throws you off whack, and you reclaimed your power, which I think is a beautiful example of the work that you're doing through Real Estate Investor, right? Like, let me help you guys reclaim your power. Because when you're feeling like you don't have enough resource, that can knock you off. It can make you feel less than or be in resentment to even the giving that we want to do as servant leaders and steward givers. I know as a young lady, I was raised a certain way, and it was to do, to give, give, give. It wasn't to receive. And I think many of us can relate to that. So when you're now in this stage of 2024 and beyond saying, let me help these women through real estate, through the empowerment of financial security and independence, through that, reclaim it and not ignore that there's other things that are hindering them, mm-hmm. not just the finances. That's a game changer, Liz. So I hope you continue to keep doing the work that you're doing.
Well, and for me too, I love that. And I think often we can get, whoever anyone listening, we can get so inundated with the tactics that we lose sight to like the why, what we're doing. And so I'm getting, you know, we're making decisions on all different things, right? Thinking about putting a major event on. And I've been really stopping myself moment to moment and day to day to say, and I'm envisioning, right, one of these exercises we do at the end of the conference that's a really beautiful experience for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a way we bring it all together at the end of day two, or day three, excuse me. And I've just been seeing that. Because it's like my why, right? Yeah. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, is for women to feel connected and in community, and to not ever feel alone, and to have choice, always to have choice. So that's my piece that I've been envisioning. And I would encourage everyone listening is that when we can kind of feel a little like pulled out, you know, and we reconnecting, right? Saying, why am I doing this? And to bring you back to that like energy point. Now I'm like fueled up again to deal with these details and those details and this person who's not responding to the email and that guy and that gal and all the stuff, right? Yes. So I just would encourage us to all always connect with our why. And that's sometimes on a daily basis. You might need more reminders than just like one and done. I have a really cool picture I look at from our retreat that we did, and the women's faces, because I love seeing women's faces, right? I love seeing the impact in their face to knowing how worthy they are and how amazing they are and how they actually outperform men as investors statistically, right? That's what I get energy from, seeing those faces and that impact.
Oh, I love that so much. So I was going to ask you my signature question, but I feel like you answered it, but I'll ask it anyway. If you have anything additional that you do for refueling, especially, I'm going to streamline this a little bit, after your conference is done, because this is a big event every single year. So, you know, maybe a week or two out after the conference is done, how are you giving yourself permission to pause?
You know, I really like hiking. We live very close to a variety of places in the woods. So when I haven't gotten just like greenery in my life and quietness and solitude, the woods, the greenery, I feel so reconnected. So I definitely probably need to put on my calendar right now, you know, just thinking about it that you asked me. I know I need to do that, but I don't know if it's on my calendar. And if we don't schedule something, it doesn't exist. So
that's right.
To keep myself accountable, because we all need accountability, I will put that on my calendar for, you know, as a follow-up to the conference. We also stay 2 days after, so I'm not leaving immediate. So I'm going to get some pool time and a massage and just kind of recalibrate and debrief with my partner and celebrate, right? Yes. Because it's, we keep going on to thing, to thing, to thing, and there's no time to debrief beyond just the, hey, what can we do differently and how can we make this better, which is always part of our conversations too. But what can we celebrate and how do we just like kind of laugh a little bit, enjoy this beautiful place that what would just occurred here. I think that's really important too. So we're going to come back a couple of days after our conference too. So we'll be there and, you know, trying to relax there as well.
No, I love that. That's my kind of work trip too, where you stack on a couple of days at the front end or the end to just reflect and celebrate. It makes all the difference. And for everyone listening who doesn't slow down enough, and I get it, it's no judgment. Just remember, what gets rewarded gets repeated. So if you reward yourself through that celebration, like, yes, like we did good here. Did you see so-and-so communicating? Did you see the new bonds form? Did you hear those testimonials of this, that, and the third? Like when you really take those moments, you will definitely ingrain them into like rewiring your system to say, I want more of that. Give me that. Not all the yucky parts, the tech gremlin parts, you know, hey, the mic didn't work here, you know, whatever. But like all of the juicy goodness, give me more of that. And you'll start to like literally reprogram yourself to see more opportunities for choice for those things. So my nerd head is like, so on, guys. I'm like, reticular activating system of your brain. Let's stop it. Let me slow it down. But yes, like all of those good things. Liz, you definitely gave me some great advice to get my brain scanned, because we have it's not really a joke, but it's like my belief system is everyone in my family is neurodivergent, except for me. I'm the only neurotypical one. And they're like, yeah, no, I don't think that's your truth. So I might need to get my brain scanned to see exactly if I've been right about being the black sheep of my home, because all of they're beautifully neurodivergent in so many different ways, including my grandbabies are on the ASD spectrum, moderate to severe, and they all have these beautiful ways of processing and thinking and all of it. And I'm like, I'm the only one that doesn't tap in to this way of thinking. And they're like, so you think. So thanks for that. I'll make sure I write that.
Yeah, it was life-changing, hands down, life-changing.
Dr. Amen, right?
Yeah. Yep, in the Amen clinics, yep. And it was, and it told me even more than just that, but it was just super, super valuable.
That's pretty awesome. How can people connect with you and learn more about the InvestorCon?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're fairly active on Instagram. We put out different posts. So certainly check us out there at the Real Estate Invest Her, H-E-R. But our conference is investhercon.com. It's the easiest place to go. And we do have spots open, and would love to meet you personally and help you take control of your finances even more than even if you are. How can you, you know, play in the arena with other like-minded women? And, we have 30 speakers, all women, speaking about boundaries to the economy, to you know, how to you know, invest in mobile home parks, to how to move through fear. So it's really holistic in terms of topics as well. Yeah. And there's some great self-care topics too. So yeah, I'd love to meet you and see you, and love for you to get connected to our community. If investing and taking control of your finances is of any interest to you, this is the community to kind of get tapped into. So, but yeah, it's investhercon.com.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Liz, for showing up, for giving so much value, for sharing so many stories, and some resources too that I was definitely not expecting out of you. So that was perfect. A beautiful bonus. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. Balance Bowl Elite listeners, thank you again for sticking with us, staying tuned in, and I hope that you wrote down all those nuggets. But if you didn't, you can just rewind and listen to it again when you are finally seated down at your desk or your table or in front of a nice, beautiful, warm cup of tea or coffee, depending on what part of the world you're hailing from. Because you might be like, girl, these hormones, I don't want nothing hot. So it's okay. have an ice cup of coffee, right? Like, it's totally fine. But thank you again. I have two asks that I request at the end of every single episode with these beautifully potent humans that take the time out of their full and productive lives and schedules to come share their truth with us. I want you to think of one person in your ecosystem that you can share this episode with that could relate to so many of the layers of what Liz Faircloth was discussing, from dealing with the fear that keep you from moving forward in your investing, of taking control of your finances, of just wanting to maybe even just play bigger than you were before. Just think of one person. And if you're that person, hallelujah, go to investhercon.com. If you are not that person, make sure you share, because sharing is caring. The second ask I have for you is to go and enjoy the balance of your day. But remember, do it boldly.